Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's kind of what I call the thank you project. On Thursdays, we take 10 minutes to say thank you to people who might not otherwise be recognized or thanked. And as we head into Memorial Day weekend and we're buying our brats and getting our campers cleaned and getting ready to go fishing and boating and all those things, I think many of us find ourselves at the cemetery putting flowers on the graves of those who have served and have died. Obviously, Memorial Day weekend is in honor of those who died during active duty. But if you're like me, you'll be at a family member's grave. And there are many in my family. But my dad was a World War II grunt, served in the Bloody Bucket Brigade, and buried his brother, Julian Dent. Well, didn't bury him. He's in Normandy. He was cut in half with a burp gun. So for him, I recognize his sacrifice, and that's what we're asking you to do. If you want to jump on the phone right now, we've got some gift certificates from McDonald's because they're all into the Thank You Thursday, and we'll make sure you get a cup of coffee and maybe some breakfast this weekend. 312-981-7200. But here they come. These are the text messages. Thank you to my late dad, Calvin Coolidge Cook. He passed away in 1997. He served in World War II and witnessed the raising of the flag in Iwo Jima. Wow, can you imagine that? Byron Andreas, who was here last night, as you know, he's one of our advertisers. He said, hey, give a shout out to my dad, Robert Andreas, World War II, 82nd Airborne, passed away 8 years ago and is the founder of Robert Andreas and Sons. He said he was a proud man. Thanks to Henry Nipper, who served as a veterinary technician in World War II, U.S. Army, protecting the food and health of the troops from 815 Memorial Day. Remember, bring my dad, Edward Ed Callahan Jr., born in 1921, graduate from Tilden Tech, south side of Chicago, left-hand pitcher that was drafted by Charles Comiskey in 1939. Can you imagine that, Kevin? That's incredible. Something. And then World War II drafted him in 1940, 12th Armored Tank Commander under Patton. And a Purple Heart after German machine gun rounds gave him 7 belly buttons. He lived and had 6 children, and I'm the youngest. He didn't die in combat, but overcame life-threatening injuries and lived with 2 bullets near his spine for over 50 years. That's why they call him the greatest generation. That's from Mike Callahan. Mike, we salute your dad. A few calls coming in, so we'll get you on the air in just a second. John McLaughlin, Korean War, we honor you this weekend. From 773, Vietnam veteran Gary Chaganos. Then 15 years as a CPD officer before he was killed in a traffic accident in 1996. His children were 7 and 8 at the time of his death. We honor his service this Memorial Day. Somebody else just sent a meme and it said, we don't know them all, but we owe them all. And boy, there's some truth to that. 815, Emery Horn, World War II, and Air Force tail gunner killed in action. 847 said, my husband served with a man who was working at the Pentagon on 9/11 and lost his life along with so many others that day. I don't know his name, but my husband tears up every time he talks about him being there that day. 219 said, my dad, Ben Leonard, was in World War II and was in the Navy. He said the honor flight was one of the greatest times of his life. He passed in 2017 at almost 91. Boy, I can't say enough good stuff about that honor flight. If you ever want to give to something, that is something to give to. All right, let's jump on the phones. Hi, Fran. How are you? Who did you want to honor on this Thank You Thursday?
His name is Lance. He was 23 years old. He died in April of 08 in Iraq. Was driving a truck and they hit an IED and he was killed. The other members were hurt. But yeah, Lance Akies.
And is Lance a relative of yours?
Yeah, he was a relative of my son's wife.
My gosh.
And he was the sweetest guy. He couldn't wait to get back to Iraq. He was so spectacular. I only met him one time, but I loved him to pieces. And he couldn't, he loved the kids over there. He said the kids loved, he loved, they loved seeing the military men. And he wouldn't, couldn't wait to go back. He had been there before. And when he went back, that's what happened.
Well, we honor him this Memorial Day weekend. If you hang on, we'd love to give you a gift certificate for McDonald's. Just go have a cup of coffee and share some more stories about him. That's the best way to honor him.
And I had made, when the wall was around, you know, when they have that moving wall from, you know, from Vietnam and all that, I had dog tags made.
Aww.
So I'm wearing his dog tag right now.
Oh, God bless you. More text messages coming in. I would like to honor James Kirby Johnson, who served in the Vietnam War and passed away on May 7th of this year. Today would have been his 81st birthday. From 847, my great uncle was MIA in 1944. We never knew what happened to him. His remains were found by electrical workers digging for power lines in Germany 72 years later. He was returned to us in 2017 and buried next to his parents in 2017. So proud of him for his sacrifice. You should be. Brother-in-law Carl D'Amico served in Korea, passed from COVID in May of 2020, along with his wife, Etta. I want to honor my son, Ryan, for 19 years of service in the U.S. Army. I would like to remember my father, Sergeant William C. Kearns, who actually passed away 23 years ago today. He helped liberate Dachau during World War II. So many people to honor. Let's jump back to the phones. Hey, Jerry, thank you for hanging on. Who did you want to recognize or memorialize today?
Well, my Uncle Jack, who was in a Japanese prisoner of war camp from the day they bombed Pearl Harbor, because he was over in China, till the day that we liberated Japan. And he was a very strong person when he went in, but when he came out, he was just a shadow of himself, and he passed away early because it took a lot out of him to be in the Japanese prisoner of war camp.
I can't even imagine. Jerry, hang on. We want to give you a gift certificate for participating in Thank You Thursday. And
thank you.
Thank you for honoring him. Hey, Eddie, thank you so much for hanging on. Who did you want to honor today?
Hi, Lisa. My oldest sister, Kathy, adopted 8 kids.
Wow.
And one of her children, Joey, who died at age 30 in August of 2014, after serving 2 tours in Afghanistan, his Marine company was blown up by an IED, and he died from complications from surgery after he was discharged. They're in town from Wisconsin. They're camping, and we're going to meet up and go to the Abraham Lincoln Cemetery in Elwood on Sunday to honor his life.
What a way to spend Memorial Day weekend honoring his life. And you are going, if you haven't been, you're going to be amazed at all the American flags and all the people out there who are living through memories much like you. Thank you for joining us, Eddie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lauren's got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.